Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching every country in the world. Did you know that there are thousands of shows and millions of listeners? My goodness, discover what the world has to say. This is so exciting. And welcome to April 4th. We're going to have 60 degrees in Chicagoland. I just made your day, didn't I? I don't know where you're located, but I just said to the Silver Fox this morning when we were going out to work out. Yeah, we do 5 to 6 times a week. And I said, oh, let's follow the sun. Where would you like to live? He said, yo, I'm happy here. I said, okay, so we will weather the four seasons. Oh, get Vivaldi's Four Seasons. It's just magnificent. Are you in the summer, the spring, the fall, or the winter of your life? It doesn't matter. Just make it the best beginning in the whole world. Did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? Live, love, matter. I have to tell you, you've heard me say this time and time and time again, that the Europeans think we're insane because we're constantly so busy, and we are just so busy comparing and competing. Yeah, I know, today's show is about being human. And I just looked up, human, of or relating to the species. Of or relating to the species people belong to. By, for, or like people. Human, humankind, humanly, humanness, humane, humanism, humanitarian, a person promoting human welfare. Humanity, human or humane quality or taste, or state, the human race, humanize, humanoid. We are humanoids, having human form. Humanize, make human or humane. Oh, I like being a humanoid. I'm going to write that down. We're all humanoids. And you know what's interesting about being human? Come on now, be with me. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Get your pen and pad out. Get the mirror out. Look in the mirror and tell yourself how unique you are, that you are one of the most marvelous humanoids on this planet Earth. Because no two humanoids are alike. Two snowflakes are alike. You know, even identical twins, I'm telling you right now, they are not identical. There's always one little feature that sets them apart, and they are individuals. You know, I often wondered about this. If I were to have twins or identical twins, would I dress them identically? No, I wouldn't. I already know that because they're each individual human beings, and I want them to develop their own persona, their own personality, their own willingness and intent to give back to the world by their uniqueness, the authenticity of who they are. And everyone is brilliantly talented. Now, we as humanoids, I said this on one of my previous shows, that if we were to take 10 people from a cross-section around the world, all of you, we turn ourselves inside out, there ain't no difference. Now, I'm talking about the basics, the heart, the lungs, the brain, you know, that 3-pound organ between our ears that Edith Nam will remind you about tomorrow from 11:30 to 12, because she's going to talk about the different aspects and the different functions of the thing, of the brain. And you're going to find out how it relates to exercise. And when the brain tells you to take 5. Oh, you thought you were just doing it?
It's your brain. Your brain and your heart. It is. They're just incredible. And they talk to each other, by the way. Yeah, the brain talks to all the cells. No, I haven't inhaled. It's just through years of studying and development research and then working with the experts. You know, I can't be everything, so I surround myself with expert people. And Edith Nam is an expert. And, oh, by the way, you're going to love this. She doesn't agree with the lady who wrote the article about the human brain, take 5. But you'll have to listen tomorrow at 11:30. Right now, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. These shows are archived. www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N. And then click on any of the dates. And today, it was brain power. We've had this, of course, yesterday was seniors on the move, moving higher on the path of life. Wednesday, the topic is geared to 60 plus, 70, 80. 85 is just, I mean, they are just taking over the world population today. Isn't that exciting? Oh, I know you grasshoppers. Oh, 65 years, what is she talking about? I'm bulletproof. Nothing's going to happen to me. I'm a humanoid. I am going to be a human being for the rest of my life, and ain't nothing ever going to stop me from drinking all night, staying out all night. But you're 20. You're bulletproof. Ah, ha, ha. Oh, in about 5 years, you'll see what's going to happen. But let's go back to being human. We are all human. We all have the brain, a heart, lungs, thyroid, liver, spleen, what else? Kidneys, bladder. But what separates us is how we use them. You as a human being, how do you use these incredible, I mean, your incredible body? I have to do a sidebar here. I still want an answer to who put us together. Why is it that our teeth are so strong that we could chew and eat pistachios? How did we get ears? Oh, I have a great saying. Do listen to Mother Nature. Ears weren't made to shut, the mouth was. Did you write that down? Your ears weren't made to shut, your mouth was. Where did we get the voice? Why is it that Maria Callas, Andrea Bocelli, why is it that they have those magnificent voices and others don't possess that talent? Where did the eyes come from? The hair. Who put us all together? Now really, stop and think about that. In the evolution of fashion, I go all the way back to the Cro-Magnon time, where the caveman was writing on the wall and swaying with the trees for rhythm and learning how. Who taught them? Who gave them the epiphany to keep moving forward? Do you have an answer? You could call me at 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Do you have an answer? Come on, share it with me. Or you could email Kathy Studio. Oh, I had a great workout. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. I gave you the call-in number, 347-637-3789. And then, if you want to talk with me one-on-one, up front and personal, up close and personal, my landline, 847-882-8717. And then I'll call you right back, because I want the pleasure of knowing you and hearing about you to be at my expense. I love to get love letters. Get your pen and pad out. Kathy Watson, CHEHIWATSON. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. That's 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on my website. It's going to be a new edition shortly. It has to do with my climb. Oh, I love climbing. And no, I don't think about how many stairs I have to climb. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with that first step. But I just call on all of my people that have left me and say, you are the wind beneath my wings. Get me up there under 25 minutes. So I'm anticipating next February and March, but I'm enjoying this moment. I'm enjoying the fact that I did it under just about 24 minutes, and I beat 30, 40, and 50-year-old gals. Hey, I may have been the oldest, but I wasn't the slowest. Who said only wine gets better with age? You know what's interesting about today's show? We're all human beings. And it's a wide variety of ethnicities, languages, beliefs. We're so different. But yet we come together as one when you turn that body inside out. Now, stop and think about that. Now, while you're thinking about it, be sure and log on my website, www.kathywatson.com. If you want to hear the archive show, it's blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and then Z-Date. Enjoy every moment. Relish it. Embracing the happiness of your expectations. See it. Feel it. Hear it. Touch it and smell the success. There is no reason, I told you before, the only thing that separates you from your neighbor, your friends, wealthy people, not so wealthy people, your choices and what you did with that three-organ brain between your ear. You're listening to Live with Kathy, very much a humanoid. Oh, I'm going to use that from now on. The beautiness of being a humanoid. Now, stop and remember. Now, really, stop and be with me here. When you got up this morning, what did you do? Grumble and complain? The way that some people find fault, you think there was a reward. Complain. I'm tired. Didn't get enough sleep. Well, let me tell you something. We're going to look at your choices today and your thinking and the food that you're putting on your plate. And if you don't think that has an effect on it, oh, my dear, yes, it does. Your brain and your heart are just overloaded with this fat. Obesity-related illnesses is costing you $190 billion a year. You know, I'm wondering, where on earth are we getting all this money? Tomorrow when you tune in, I'll read to you that Obama is coming up with, President Obama is coming up with $100 million to study the brain. And the Chicago public schools, they're shutting down schools. Now, I read in the paper that, I'm digressing here a little bit, that someone thought it was racist. No, it's not. All kinds of kids go to these schools. You see, there was a bishop in London, England. I think at the time that he was marrying, well, whoever they are, you know, I think it's a fairy tale. And if they love it, God love them. Just let them live their fairy tale. And this bishop said, he alluded to all human beings and babies are royal. I want you to write down, I am royal. I am brilliantly talented. I am in joy. I am in gratitude. Because I am the captain of my life, my ship. As a human being, you see, dogs can't do this, cats can't do this, animals can't do this, but you as a human being. Now, who separated the cheetah from the human being? Their brain. How come an elephant's brain is an elephant's and ours is ours? I want more answers. Definitive answers to why we human beings are so brilliantly capable and talented. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And it's on being a human being. Oh, how loving are you? And are you courageously living your life? Or are you with toxic negative thinking? Oh, the Silver Fox and I had a conversation going to the gym. There are a couple of organizations that we don't belong to by choice. And I went, aha! We're not on the same page. I'm positive, energetic, powerful. And don't spend any time watering last year's crops unless you learn from it and then let it go. And then I had clarity. There's nothing wrong with those people that we choose not to participate with, not to socialize with. The only thing that separates us is that they're on a different page. Toxic negative thinking. Thank you, Edith Nam. Toxic negative thinking. I just kept the other two toxic. They just don't get it. But she narrowed it down to the recipe. You're either PEP or you're TNT. There is no in between. Because as a humanoid, as a human being, write this down. Life responds to your outlook. Not your spouse's, not your mother, father, higher power. It's you. It's you. Life, everything, every minute, every moment. I am creating my life. That's why I told you that the first hour is the rudder of the day. No radio, no television, no music. Just sit quietly and meditate. Oh, I remember when we lived in the Gold Coast in Chicago, I would get up, sit on the floor, cross my legs, and go into my pose for meditation, and I'd hear clump, clump, clump. Then I finally got it that I had to put a blanket on my lap because Beauregard, our cat, would one leap, plunk down, yawn, and go to sleep while I was meditating. It is great to quiet your mind because that's when you get the answers. So you know it's your choice. Do you choose to believe in something? Do you choose to believe that good will happen or something good will come out of it? Let me quote. Being human. Truly, it is in the darkness that one finds the light. So when we are in sorrow, then this light is nearest of all to us. Okay, Eckhart, well, I think I used the quote yesterday to make a point, but Ellen, my sister, passed away in August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, 8 months ago. So, he said, truly, it is in the darkness that one finds the light. So when we are in sorrow, and I'm still in sorrow, then this light is dearest to all of us. I don't get it. I don't see it. I miss her desperately. I cannot tell you. It's so ingrained in me to call Helen. Oh, we called her Aunt Helen, and then the other sister, Anne, is Aunt Helen, Auntie Anne. And she isn't there. I'm having difficulty finding light in the reality that she died. And that I don't have access to her other than through in my quiet time and when I am meditating. It's like, oh, I've got to get to the phone. I've got to call in Helen. Man, did I ever have an experience on Tuesday that was so negative. I have to tell you, I went into my seance and I had to clear the path for all of the negativity that was thrown at us at an eye examination by a Mr. Know-It-All. Well, let me tell you something, honey. I made my decision. Ain't no way we're going back. And I just stood there and I looked at this kid and I said, who do you think you're talking to? We might be retired, but we're not retarded. We got it. I've never been in the company of anyone so surly and scathing as you. How dare you? And then he tried to recoup. I said, it's too late. We're out of here. Well, we won't go back. I had to come home and go into my little seance to clear the negativity so that it didn't, that the Silver Fox and I were not holding on to it. But I wanted to call Helen. And she wasn't there. I can't. So I will do the best I can to understand that when I'm in my sorrow, then this light is nearest to me at that point. To be honest, I don't quite know how I'm going to justify that, to level it for me. You see, I wasn't prepared. I know it's a learning curve. I had a conversation with Debbie, who's just lovely. At our dental, we had to make some adjustments because there's some tests that the Silver Fox has to go through. And I said, Deb, it's a learning curve. We've been with you, well, the center there, for 50 years. And change is difficult because Dr. Halusik is such a great dentist. But the distance is an hour. The distance is an hour going, an hour coming back. And traffic, look out. So it is our learning curves for us. I said, we may have to find a dental hygienist closer to our home. And of course the change will be difficult, but it's a learning curve. We're not in our 20s and 30s. We're in the winter of our life, but it's the sunshine of the winter. And we're not ready for it. We're human beings. We think we're 30 years old. And yes, our bodies are great. Because we were exercising when it wasn't fashionable. Taking supplements when it wasn't fashionable. But it's a learning curve. And I have to see the light in the sorrow of having to shift my strategies to accommodate change. And I want the Silver Fox to continue driving for as long as possible. He's alert. He's with it. But we must. We're humanoids. We're being human. And we do suffer a loss and encounter pain. It's what? Oh, I guess it's all part of the package. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, reaching every country in the world. It would be a great time for me to take a breather and get you all prepared for what you're to expect being a humanoid. Now, you're listening to me on Live with on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, my show is sponsored. I do it for a reason. It's a learning curve. Radio is a marketing tool. I work with you. You're on the air with me for 10 weeks, and your mini commercial is heard 4 times a week. That's 40 times in the 10 weeks, and I prep you to be a celebrity guest on my show. And when you're on, you email, bless the whole world, and say, hallelujah, glory. You've got to hear me on Live with Kathy. I was splendiferous. And she worked with me to prepare me for my radio debut. All four. It's so low, it's 3 figures. I'm not going to tell you. You have to call me because it's an introductory offer. This is for all of you stay-at-home moms. Those of you that have a dream still dancing in your heart. Come on, home-based businesses. You want to be a speaker? Go on to Toastmasters.org, Toastmastersinternational.org, and be that speaker you've always wanted to be. And you can start with talk radio because it's done out of the comfort of your home, your telephone, a computer. I mean, how complicated is that? be sure and call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Man, are they ever a brotherhood. Let me tell you something, honey. I love unions. I love ironworkers. I love all the trades. And don't you dare call yourself blue collar. You're white collar as far as I'm concerned. You're co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in the artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. A salute, Jindan. Ironworkers, offering a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. Choose a career, not a job. This may not be for you, but if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Now imagine, the apprenticeship is 4 years, it's college affiliated, and after the 4 years, you don't have that humongous bill to pay. And you've earned money and you've learned. You have your pension and your life insurance, health insurance. It follows you everywhere. It's not life insurance, it's health insurance. Ironworkers.org. The greatest gift. What is your greatest gift? You're a humanoid. You're a human being. What is your greatest gift? Do you know? Lisa M. Brazelton wrote the book, The Greatest Gift. It's not often, I'm quoting from her book, it's not often we view discernment or choice as states of being that will improve our happiness. However, the greatest gift, this book, enables our love and shows us the way to neutrality as a natural state of joy. With the help of daily mindful practices, we can realize who we truly are and launch the greatest possibility our life has to offer. This is the greatest gift. Start replacing you for I. I just opened the book, and this is your mindful practice for the day. While voicing your thoughts and feelings, thoughts will magically transform because you are emotionally connecting to your higher self versus intellectualizing concepts and projecting them onto others. Saying you to describe an event or emotion separates you from your feelings. Own your feelings creates accountability for them. Write down 3 sentences explaining a current situation or experience. Then rewrite it using I statements by putting it in the first party. You will notice an immediate shift in awareness. Can you do that? Can you remain fully present to unlimited potential, true destiny, and purpose? Be where life lives through us versus living life through life. Become elevated to the highest plane of frequency where expansive energy is omnipresent with all existence. Her book will be available soon. You know, the apple doesn't fall far from the apple tree. Lisa is the daughter of Chuck Brazelton, and he's in the book Choices. awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. Only 14 authors, 100 pages, you won't be able to put it down. Individual stories, how they overcome the expanse of the unknown, but they stayed with it. You see, if you don't have any guts, you don't have any glory. So get the book, log on Choices, Amazon.com, AuthorHouse.com, or Barnes and Noble. And Chuck is, here we go, Chuck is Chapter 8, My Life's Work, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers by Chuck Brazelton. And today's show, in part, is in the memory of Bonnie Brooks, who passed away 2 or 3 weeks ago, the sizzling, sensational steel mill mama. She passed away at the age of, she was celebrating 87 years of moving on with her life. Wait till you read her story. It should be a movie. There should be a movie, a reality show of all of these incredible contributing authors. So Chuck Brazelton, you could find him at BradChuckBrazeltonInsurance.com. Providing insurance and financial services. He's been with us for over 30 years. And then let's remember Rika Cuff. Ah. Chapter 11, Divine Intervention. By the grace of God, I will do. You've got to get the book. It's dedicated to the spirit that never ages, and to all who want to sing and dance through life. Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? Log on to Choices for Choices, available soft, hard, Kindle, and ebook. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. And if you're 50 plus and you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Contact Rika at 847-885-7500, extension 626, or log on heparks.org. Choices, 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 choices. Now, you can choose to be relaxed with April 15th coming up, or get yourself all tied up in knots. And then you want to call my CPA. Tax man cometh Greg McIntyre. 847-255-2012 or email ahtax@ameritech.net. Viva Reviva! Stefan is 82. 40 years ago, he's celebrating 40 years of being in business. When he was 40 years old, he created Reviva Labs. From humble beginnings to success. Log on www.revivalabs.com or call 800-257-7774, extension 14 to talk to Stefan, or 18 to talk with Tracy. Being human, you're a humanoid. You're going to experience lows, intermediate, the abyss, the highs, the soaring with eagles, the running with the herds. You want to quit your job, but you can't because you need the money? Don't. You're going to build a home-based business while you're working. And all of you retirees, what are you doing with your life? You don't need a college degree. Yes, you're smart enough. And most people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. It does not take huge capital investment. I don't care if you're a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a retiree, a guy and gal who's working 80 hours a week, you're not happy. Start building your own home-based business. And how are you going to do that? By calling Lee, L&J Services, at 800-675-7022. That's 800-675-7022. Now, write down tomorrow, Edith and Ann will be on. And all of the books that I'm talking about, Lisa's book, I'll tell you how to get it as soon as she gets her website up and running. But Edith Nam has this incredible book out, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. No, I say extend your life. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. You want to find out more about her? Log on www.enamm.com or email enshareasmile@aol.com. You could get the book at Amazon, Author House, Barnes & Noble. She is an author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire. Hey, I'm just looking at this article that I wrote. Travel, Chicago Sun-Times, April 5th, 1992. Do you want it? First, to voyage. Here's how to make a splash. The three top winners, Kathy Watson of Chicago. I won the first prize, $75 gift certificate. Tom Nickel of Chicago, second, $50. And Esther Zott of Woodridge, $25. Let's have a Live with Kathy cruise. How would you like that? Let me know. I could make it happen in a heartbeat. And while we're at sea, you're in session with me. Oh, that rhymes. While we're at sea, you're at session with me. We could make it a 7 or a 10 day cruise. And maybe we could get Edith Nam on board. We're here to help you change your life. Listen to me, human beings. We're here to help you put out the right vibes for your life to respond to the quality of life that you deserve. And you begin by expecting it to happen. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Okay. Yeah, we're human. We're humanoids. And occasionally we suffer a loss and encounter pain and disappointment and scathing experiences. I told you I just got through with a couple of them. So, according to this Peggy Bassett, a minister with Signs of Mind, she's been known to say over and over again, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. What matters most is what we do with our pain as a humanoid. Now, we can learn from it, become more compassionate, and even more humble. But, now that's being positive. That's the pep. But if we're not on that page and we're on the TNT page, when we use disappointment as an opportunity to learn, rather than wallowing in our hurt, we empower ourselves. Okay, that's still pep. We take charge of our lives and move beyond victimization to a place of strength. And Ernest Holmes reminds us that it isn't easy to hold our mental attention to an ideal when our experience is discordant, but it is possible. You know what's most difficult to deal with? When we fail to live up to our own standards. It's how we victimize ourselves. Oh, and this is very difficult for all of you. And you have to learn this because I did too. When you feel that you're not living up to your own standards as being a human being, It's in these moments that we need to be gentle with ourselves and begin the practice of forgiveness. Tough cookie, isn't it? Tough nut to crack. We're so comfortable with being angry. So comfortable with, how dare they do this to me? But be gentle with yourself because you know you participated in it. It isn't only just 100% of one person. You got to take 50% responsibility for creating the disappointment and the pain. Can you practice forgiveness? When we realize that and get to that point in the road, we begin a healing process that leads to a more empowering you. When you finally release the judgments and accept that, no, you and I are not perfect, and that every experience can lead to a closer understanding of your power to be that dynamic, authentic you. Can you see yourself, your choice today, can you see yourself as vital, confident, and that as a humanoid, you possess unlimited potential. None of it has even been tapped. I told you, you're here for a reason, not to just take up space. Your own belief systems is the only limit that keeps you locked in dissatisfaction. When we develop new beliefs, hey, life is joyous. You want to change your life? You need to change your thinking. I don't know. Can you do it? When you take charge of your life, that's time. Remember, use discretion when you're spending time. Now, the time that you spend with yourself is beautiful because life equates, time equates to your life. If you're spending time with toxic, negative thinking people, that's what you're going to get. You have given them a portion of your life to be in their negative environment. What are your expectations? Are they too grandiose? Do you need to pare them down and not be so hard on yourself? Pick up the mirror, look into it, and tell yourself how wonderful, compassionate, and complimentary you are. Can you release judgments of other people? Oh, that was a biggie for me. Had to go into Buddha. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, 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 Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. 1980s, late 70s, 80s. Client came in and said, you're going with me. We're going to chant Gonyo. What? Stephanie, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm picking you up tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. We're going to the temple. You're going to be introduced to Buddha. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, Nichiren Shoshu. As I was, oh man, was I judgmental.
Let's see, you deserved it, you don't. Oh, I don't know about you over there. You're a pain in the you-know-what. And I don't like what you said to me 25 years ago. So none of you deserve any good or happiness or anything. What I didn't know is that I was describing me, that what I was predicting for them, I predicted for myself unknowingly. And I didn't have the answer. So I set up my boots of dawn, my altar in our bedroom, light the incense, the candles, get up 3:30 in the morning, nam-myoho-ring-ekyo, and I'm at the temple with Stephanie, nam-myoho-ring-ekyo. And one day, someone rocks up to me, how come you didn't get up to do Gonyo? And for him to pronounce that is really quite a revelation. He said you weren't chanting. And I went, geez, I did sleep through a couple of days. And I didn't even know it. But there was a sense of peace, not happiness, peace. As though I have lifted the cross off my shoulders. The cross that I've been carrying. Judgments. And I got it in the fourth prayer. What you wish for yourself, you wish for all mankind and the entire universe. I went, what? Yeah. So you see, I didn't have to be concerned about the people that I thought were narcissistic, sociopaths, perverts, whatever. Oh, it wasn't up to me anymore. Man, the peace and tranquility that came into my life, it was pure magic. As humanoids, as human beings, we possess unlimited potential. I told you, 2013 is the year for you to reign supreme, to unleash the power of you, your abilities, your potential, your talent, your gifts. They're just not here to take up space. You going to go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart? That's being a quitter. That's being a victim. That's being a whiner. Blaming everyone else. Whine, whine, whine. It takes courage to live, to accept, to love, to express humility, to care about someone other than you. Stop comparing and competing. You've heard me say that time and time again. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on any of the dates, and all of the shows are just magnificent. Call me at 847-882-8717. Write to me at Post Office Box, P.O. Box 95-95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And be sure and log on my website, www.kathywatson.com. And then click on any of the dates. And consider becoming part of the Live with Kathy Blog Talk Radio Consortium, reaching every country in the world. A star is born on Live with Kathy. And it could be you.
So what is the roadmap to being a human being and living your life to the fullest, to the fountain of youth, and living longer? See, I don't mind living longer, but if the quality isn't there, I ain't going to be there. Nope, nope, nope. Now pick up the mirror, and I want you to see yourself as you truly are. You're divine. You're creative. You're beautiful. Perfect in every way. You have to see yourself as that and truly believe the I am. Now, when you believe that, it serves to optimize overall mind-body biological function. When you have this great picture of yourself, that encourages a healthy, harmonious response of the parasympathetic nervous system. You're telling yourself how wonderful you are. And when you do that, that will help you manage the stress hormone, cortisol, which when left unchecked promotes fast-forward aging. Hey, yo, a lot of people die from stress prematurely. They die prematurely from stress. Why? What is so damn important that you're stressing yourself out and everyone else? Take a chill pill. Step back. Get out of your bloated nothingness way and let a higher power show you the way. The stress hormone compromises the immune system. It encourages weight gain. It depresses mood. And yo, it increases your risk of heart disease. Oh, when I see these morbidly obese people, oh, and don't you dare say anything to them about their obesity because they're highly insulted. You hurt my feelings. Well, you're hurting my pocketbook, lady, and the world. Turn your body inside out and see the fat deposits and the clots in your arteries and the blood that's moving like sludge. No wonder you're in early dementia. And you can't even fit into a wheelchair. The experience I had yesterday is still vivid in my mind. When you could truly, fearlessly recognize yourself, you gotta let go of the myths that you're unworthy. And you're not smart enough. You're not brilliant enough. You've got to build your confidence. You're the only one that can do it. Don't you live your life according to anyone else. This is when you recognize how marvelous and the true self. And that's when you come alive. Oh, and your confidence is soaring and your mind is full of inspiring thoughts. Your actions are powerful. Your energy reflects a transcendent quality of love. How do you get to this place? Get the paper and pad out right now. What makes you happy? Write it down. Again and again. Find ways to reinforce the feeling and the vision of loving yourself unconditionally. Embrace you. Give yourself a hug. Look at your plate. Are you eating whole foods that are nurturing your grace? Shun mediocrity. You're not mediocre. It's only by your choices.
Can you exercise daily with abandonment and move naturally? Dance, dig, run, climb, hike, explore. Sweat your intention outdoors. Give thanks for the opportunity to move. And I'm moving on to a higher path of life. Tomorrow at 11, live with Kathy. Au revoir.